Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
William Carey University Athletics.
Every sport you find exciting.
Crusader Talk.
This is Crusader Talk. We're covering everything William Carey University Athletics. From the field to the court and the diamond. On Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
We have arrived. Welcome, everyone, to this edition of Crusader Talk. My name is Caleb Hamill. To my right is my co-host, Josh West. Behind the board today for us is Michael Mergens, pressing all the right buttons and sliding the faders just like he knows how to do and has for the last, I don't know, three, 4 decades. I won't date you too much there.
26 years on the 30th.
Really?
Yeah, 26.
Congratulations on that. But we are going to dive deep into all the latest and greatest in Crusader athletics. Our assistants show today. We get a little help from our friends.
Yes. Yeah, I was going back to CareyAthletics.com. I was looking at the website, and we are literally doing this show in order as the stories have appeared over recent weeks, one right after the other of the top headlines of Carey Athletics right here on Crusader Talk.
That's right. We get assistant, well, kind of, once we get to Ben, then we're kind of, you know, off the rails a little bit. But that's typical when Ben Smith joins us. But we have assistant coach from volleyball, Lauren Lamford. We'll have the assistant coach, Katoria Blackman, from women's basketball. And then assistant athletics director, third segment. I don't know what other assistants we're going to have, but that's what we have on the docket today. But to just go ahead and crack the top on this show for us, Lauren Lamford, newly dubbed assistant coach for Rhonda Shirley and the William Carey volleyball program, joins us on the phone. Coach, first of all, thank you so much for sparing some time here on this Monday evening to join us.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you.
All right. So for those of y'all that did not tune into our last episode that we had Coach Shirley on to talk a little bit about background of Lauren and her playing days and other career in volleyball, Coach, for all of those out there listening, tell us a little bit about what made you fall in love with volleyball and how did you get started?
Well, I started in seventh grade junior high team and, you know, something I'd never really played before, but immediately loved because it's probably – I might be a little biased, but one of the, if not the most team-oriented sport. You just have to work together, and I think that's one of the elements I fell in love with. But I played, you know, all through high school, played club, and then I ended up going to play at Stephen F. Austin State University in Nacogdoches, Texas, and I was a setter there, and we won a whole lot. It was really cool, but the whole thing, again, why I love it, it's when I look back on the times, yes, the championships were great and the wins were wonderful, but it's, you know, your teammates that you remember most and those connections and those bonds. And I think volleyball in particular really fosters an environment to create, you know, really strong teams and really strong teammate relationships.
Now, Stephen F. Austin, that's the Lumberjacks, right? Yeah. Or did y'all go by a different title for volleyball?
Oh, no, we're Lumberjacks, Action Jacks all day, but we'll be called the Lady Jacks sometimes, but we usually just stick with Jacks.
I got you. See, we have the same problem sometimes here in Mississippi. I think about Stone, and they're the Tomcats, but then you get to the softball and all that, they're like, well, there's not a female Tomcat. They're just the Cats at that point.
Yep. Good point.
Coach, you were talking about winning so much at Stephen F. Austin, and it just makes me think about just all the different ways that you and Coach Shirley met across the years, and winning was one of the themes that kind of brought you together, volleyball and coaching it at such a high level. And so where are the philosophy-wise, where are the things that y'all see so eye-to-eye? Because Coach Shirley was on top of the moon talking about bringing you in and the staff that the two of you make. The recipe, if you will, of what it takes to win at a high level in volleyball.
Yeah, well, that's so crazy because I met Rhonda forever ago when we would recruit her players to come, you know, finish out their last 2 years at SFA. From a JUCO. But yeah, we really got to know each other much better, or like on a more, like I said, philosophical way in recent years, since she's moved here, actually. And it was just crazy because we would go have dinner and we would sit down and we'd talk, we like just back and forth, like, yes, that's exactly what I mean. And we felt like, you know, we were speaking the same volleyball language, but essentially it's like you've got to work in a focused manner. You've got to be a good teammate, rely on each other, and it's like accountability in a lot of ways. And I think you could really slot accountability into teammate relationships, cleaning up the locker room. I mean, everything matters and plays into kind of what ends up being your ultimate result as a team. And I always talk about being very process focused, and Coach Shirley is very much that way. It's like you can't just show up one like on game day and expect it all to come together if you haven't been putting the work in practice, in class, in your life relationships, and those things. And we really align in that way. And so it translates well to kind of a symbiotic back and forth relationship with us. And I think that's going to help us, you know, really pull it together with the team.
She is Lauren Lamford, newly dubbed assistant coach for William Carey Volleyball. Coach, you talk about the different ways these girls are locked in, the different ways that, you know, skill and all that come together for a big team. But one thing about this team that we've come to know is that I like to be a fun group as well. They like to goof off a little bit. Something that got thrown out there on social media recently was a big old diving competition, or a whole bunch of different activities over here over the summer. First of all, who won the diving competition, and just remark about the girls and their attitude day to day?
Oh, man. So the competition was more than just diving. So we did multiple things off the diving board. Cannonball, most creative. But it was the cool part of that, I think it kind of sums up the team, is that, you know, we had these activities for them, and it wasn't pulling teeth like, oh, I guess we should participate. They were like, yep, I'm first, let's go. Oh, I'm going to win. And they were so goofy and fun, but yet they all legit wanted to win. And even on that, you know, if anyone has seen that reel that was out there, you see the not so well executed dives. And there were girls that had never dove into a pool before in their whole lives, and that was their first dive or dive attempt. So that willingness, I think, to try new things, to, you know, have fun and not take yourself too seriously, but also all in an effort to go, you know, see how great you can be and how great, you know, we can be as a team. I think that was like, you could really see it in that. And if we can get our synchronized swimming post up, which really, really displays their goofiness and competitiveness and creativity, I think like those things really show like what kind of team we have this year.
I was just about to say, I'm scrolling back through the feed and I realize I have not clicked on the synchronized swimming one yet, but for myself and anybody else
you're
out there,
treat.
William Carey Volleyball is the Instagram handle if you want to check out the latest and greatest of what's going on in William Carey Volleyball.
Yeah, again, just this energy, this contagious energy that is so, we mentioned to it, you know, before we came on the air about how engaging they are off the floor, but yet the mentality that you hear the competitive nature of this team. Has there been a moment? Is there any one thing? Is it a small collection of things that have allowed this group to take all the wins, the positives, all that momentum from last year and roll it right into this year and keep it going and hopefully to unprecedented heights?
Yeah, well, I think, I mean, you got to realize we do have quite a few newcomers as well, but ultimately, I think when you get the right people in the right room working together, you're going to see just crazy, amazing things happen. And Coach Shirley has done a wonderful job recruiting some newcomers who have already shown that they are bought into this culture. Our returners are doing a wonderful job of demonstrating that culture and leading. And we were just talking about it in the gym just a second ago. It's the energy and it's the communication piece. And I think that's why it ties together so well on court and off court, because they are interlocked with each other. They are talking to each other, and not just out of necessity, but because they want to be better and because they genuinely enjoy each other, I think, and have an understanding that they're all here working kind of for the same thing.
Well, we have not many days left before the first match for these girls. It'll be an exhibition contest with Jones College on Friday, August 8th, at least according to the Cary Athletics website. So final 30 seconds here, Coach. Quickly, what are your what's your excitement going into the first one of the season?
I am excited for them to go compete against somebody else. You get to this point and we're playing in the gym or, you know, we're repping and it's, you can sense it, you can feel how excited they are, and I just want to let this momentum that we were kind of gaining right now and this energy and communication that I talked about just carry through and just go put it on another team and let us lay it out there and show our best, and then it's a starting point. You know, we don't need to go win the championship in August. No one would be mad about it if we did, but it's not the point. It's like seeing where we are, testing ourselves, and then taking the data from that and turning it right back around and going back into the gym and working to get better bit by bit, step by step, so that we're still playing volleyball all the way through December.
Lauren, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks, right. Coach.
She is Lauren Lanford, assistant volleyball coach at William Carey University, about to embark upon her first season under Coach Rhonda Shirley. Looking forward to seeing what this volleyball team can do after such a great season last year. Again, first exhibition match of the season, August 8th. And we'll look forward to the rest of the season as it begins in San Antonio, Texas, August 15th. More to come as we continue on Crusader Talk next with assistant coach Tori Blackman.
Talking everything William Carey University Athletics. This is Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
All right, good conversation with Lauren Lanford from volleyball. Good to have her on the program.
You think she's excited?
I think so.
Just a little bit.
I think everybody's excited about this upcoming fall/winter season. It should be a great one. Matt, you talk about the excitement from last year of volleyball and successes they had, not to say unprecedented, but to a degree. I don't know that there's any other program that has such high expectations coming from one season to another as much as women's basketball.
Oh, big time.
I think they have the most, not to say the highest fall they could have, but I mean just much expectations from a season ago, making it to the NAIA National Tournament. So many good pieces to that team, and now the changing of the guard has begun with Coach Garriga taking the reins from Tracy English. And now joining her on staff this season, former Crusader athlete Katoria Blackman will be on the sidelines with Coach Garriga, and she joins us on the phone here for Crusader Talk. Coach, first of all, thanks for joining us and welcome in.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Whenever I first heard that you were joining the coaching staff, I immediately was able to flash back and think, man, I know that name. There's a reason I know that name, and it's because you were part of my first year doing radio for the Crusaders. I did a couple with the public address the years before, but to get to sit there on press row yet again and see you play was a treat. And it's good to see that you're going to be able to bring some of that experience back to Clinton Gymnasium this coming season. And I want to get a little bit of your story, not just of how you arrived at William Carey years ago, but what got you invested in basketball in general and then eventually joining Coach English as a player?
I would say coming in, I started kind of playing basketball late in my career, but ever since I joined, I always put my nose down and work hard. One of the things that I've been commended on is being a hard worker and having great work ethic. So just coming in and having a great recruiting class has made me more successful, of course, but I think coming into Carey, it was different for me because I was already familiar with the Hattiesburg area coming from Pearl River and still William Carey, and just experiencing the atmosphere and the culture that you guys have in Hattiesburg, it was so completely different to me, and it actually inspired me to want to be a better person and a better player.
You also, outside of just your playing days, just kind of looking forward through the timeline of it all, didn't just jump straight from a player to being an assistant coach in what your current role is, but you also had some time as a student assistant for Coach English.
Yeah.
What was that learning experience like for you?
It was different. Being on the other side of the court, being able to see what actual coaches go through on a day-to-day basis. You never just really know until you get your foot into it, but coming into coaching, I've always been inspired to give back to the generation coming up. Even in recruiting, meeting new people, I enjoy just building that personable relationship. So that really inspired me when it came to coaching.
Hey, Coach, this is Josh, and we've had a chance to talk a couple of times, had a chance to visit with you and Coach G in her office. Gosh, it's been about 6 weeks ago, but, you know, just looking at the fast track you've been on from Murrah to Pearl River to Mississippi College, you talked about your work ethic, but the feedback you've gotten throughout the hiring processes and then now to William Carey, what has been that part of it that has allowed you to be on this type of a fast track to now be back to a place that means so much to you?
That's a great question. I would say just being able to be more hands-on and bring that energy. I feel like I'll shoot through the roof, and you guys will be able to see it, and I hope more people come out to be able to see the energy level that comes from me. I may seem a little bit quiet when you first meet me, but when it comes to being around others and inspiring others, it just brings a different type of passion and a different type of rage for me, if that makes any sense.
No, it certainly does. And one of the things that Coach G talked about with me and you there, you were there in the room, was about the trust factor. What was such a big key of this hire was the trust factor. Did that develop as your time as an assistant? Obviously, it started as a player and as a student coach. But to talk about that trust and how that built over the years between you, Coach English, and Coach Garriga.
Coach, she has always made me feel very supported and encouraged me, not only academically, but personally. Growing up, always having my ups and downs, and of course, there's more student athletes and more nowadays, but she always had her hands around me and made me feel very cared for. She was like a home away from home, and she does a great job at doing that, and so I feel honored to be on her side, to be able to contribute, not only making things feel personable, but actually letting somebody have a home outside of their home, if that makes any sense.
Tori, whenever Josh mentioned, you know, your assistant coaching stint at Murrah, I all of a sudden, you know, just it dawned on me, wait a second, she played at Callaway and then was an assistant at Murrah. Was that ever a little bit of a rivalry going on even within you there?
Yes, it was. A lot of people always make jokes about it because that's a huge rival in Jackson, and I just felt like stepping into coaching was really the thing that pushed me over the top. You know it doesn't really matter the place as long as you come in and make things your own.
Now, coming up through, you've been a part of several different programs, whether it be a player or a coach. Who have been some of the key motivators and mentors along the way that have helped you in this journey?
I would say that when I was at Pearl River, I had a coach. Her name was Coach JoJo. She came in my second year at Pearl River, and when she came, she showed her personality. She was an energy ball. She was just jumping off the walls, and I felt like she wasn't valued in that way as much, but to a player, I valued her so much because she came in and she showed me her personality, and she was able to discipline me and get me together on the court as well. But just her being so personable with me has inspired me to be able to be that same coach for somebody else.
Now, as you come into William Carey, obviously there are some similarities to the personnel from place to place, but you come into a team that is inheriting such a great season from a year ago, going to be moving up Coach Garriga into the head coaching role. What is it like for you to get to interact with these girls, many for the first time ever, but to know that that monkey is on your back to keep that train rolling into this coming season?
It's super exciting. I can't wait for them to come in. I met them a little bit at Elite Camp, but, you know, having other prospects around to kind of keep my attention. But I'm super excited to get my hands in and allow them to be able to see me, especially more so in that coaching role. I'm just pumped. I am. I can't wait for them to come in. They will be moving in next week, so It's moving pretty fast for me.
Well, and it's neat because, you know, here you and Coach Garriga with this great relationship are able to lean on one another as this is both new in these particular roles at this particular school for both of you. And, you know, Coach G was talking about, it's like, look, I've run practices before, but now it's mine to completely run on my own. I get to, mm-hmm. you know, as y'all are crafting everything exactly the way you want it, how much are you both leaning on each other every step of the way to make this thing what it's supposed to be, you know, building off the tradition and the history and the pluses, but also knowing you've got to kind of chart your own path?
It's very exciting because Coach G, her and I are very similar when it comes to, you know, when it putting our head down and working. She has great work ethic, and just kind of seeing her and actually hearing her voice a little bit more on the court will be super exciting, and I'm so excited to be beside her and actually experience that for myself. I know I wasn't able to do it as a player, but as a coach, just following her lead will be something that's great for me because I feel like she's a great leader.
You know, we've talked about this before of how different Coach Gehrig is from an intensity in practice versus what she was mm-hmm. on game days as an assistant. We know that fire mm-hmm. is there, and it's probably likely to come out in games coming up this season. But I got to ask you, to describe in your own words, what is the look of Coach Blackman on a game day?
I'm locked in. I have tunnel vision. In the warm-up process, it's tunnel vision, making sure the girls are prepped and ready. I take great pride in that and making sure they're prepared. Of course, I know practice prepare them, but kind of getting their minds together on actual game day. But once I sit down on their bench, I kind of just I'm pumped with them. It's like we're all going through the same process. Like it's my first time seeing them, and when they do something good, when they do something bad, just making sure that I'm being encouraging and making sure I'm their biggest hype man.
Coach, my last question for you is that being that you do have the, you know, you're locked in tunnel vision, do you have a note on the clipboard that if necessary, reach out and grab Coach G and bring her back a little bit? Coach English had to do that a couple of times, roles reversed. Will you have a note there? Will she remind you of that, or will it just be instinctive if you need to do it?
She'll have to remind me because I know that we both be locked in. And once you win it, you're in it. But I'll definitely pull that coattail back a little bit.
That's right. May not have as accessible of a belt as Coach English had to try to pull it in. So you got to find a way to do it, coat, whatever. If it takes a shepherd's hook, we'll have to throw one out there to the floor to get her rein back in.
Absolutely.
Coach Katoria Blackman joining the William Carey Women's Basketball ranks as an assistant under Coach Jessica Garriga. Looking forward to seeing what the girls bring this season. We look forward to hopefully visiting with you again sometime soon.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
That is Katoria Blackman joining us here on Crusader Talk. More to come. We've got Ben Smith around the corner talking some big, exciting news about William Carey and the whole Mississippi landscape. Actually, kind of a repeat offender of a fun title. We'll tell you about that coming up. Also, season tickets are on sale. We'll get to hear those details about that when we come back. More to come. Crusader Talk continues.
From the coaches to the student athletes and the fans that cheer them on. You're listening to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
You know my favorite part about having guests? Not just in studio, but just guests. I don't have to come up with what's the best vacation spot for coaches and all these other random topics that really don't amount to a hill of beans, to quote Humphrey Bogart. But it's good to actually talk about real content, real stuff, real people like Ben Smith, who's here in studio.
Glad to be here again. Well, you know, I listened to when you guys did the vacation thing.
He sent the whole vacation
list. That's right, you did, right at the end of the show.
You weren't that far off.
No.
And we followed up with some of them, too.
Yeah.
Got some of their actual answers. I've got to go back and log it. Maybe that'll be the next article we write over the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you caught it coming in. There's a video out there of our volleyball team that is doing synchronized swimming. I feel like that should be an event like ESPN the Ocho. There should be some type of an event where every sport team at Carey does a sport other than their sport. So for volleyball, it's synchronized swimming.
Now maybe it's just a straight one-to-one trade. Maybe Coach Gonzalez and the swimming team goes and plays volleyball, and then Coach Shirley and them jump in the pool. I don't know.
I'm telling you.
Soccer plays basketball.
I think that is absolutely fantastic. I mean, synchronized swimming.
But if you were still being a baseball coach, what would be the optimal sport you would tell the guys that maybe that's what we do over the summer.
We had some guys that were pretty good at basketball at one time.
Okay.
I think there was a time there where we could have put five guys on the court and probably challenged our basketball team at one time, because all these guys played basketball growing up and all through high school. They were pretty good.
That's right. A lot of multi-sport athletes.
There were times in college where it was the football players who that intramural team could have beaten the actual men's basketball team legitimately. Yeah. That's an insane athleticism.
And we don't need to get into our athletes playing intramural sports. So if any of them are listening back home, do not go play intramural sports.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
I think baseball could trade out with bass fishing if we ever started that.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Ah, there you go. I know a lot of guys that play baseball that would do bass fishing.
Yep.
If they wanted to do archery or sharpshooting, you know, some of those guys would also be good at that.
Look, if we'd
soccer guys would be playing golf. We know that for a fact.
If we'd have had a bass fishing team when I came through, I'd have never picked up a baseball.
Poor Coach Alford. What would he have done?
he'd have figured it out.
We got a lot to get to. That's why we got him in the lawn segment.
That's right. You know, big news, an article dropped today, as a matter of fact, as we record on a Monday. For the second straight year, William Carey had the highest winning percentage in athletics for any university, college in the state of Mississippi. And that's
correct.
It's unheard of to have that high of a percentage, which what was the final number? Just under 74%.
Yeah, it was like 0.738, so just under 74%.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, crazy. And we've talked about it across the board how there were very few programs that even missed out on the postseason this year, and to see that as it relates to the other universities in our state, obviously it's high enough to be tops again for a second straight year, but there's a trend going. 2 points makes a trend, right?
And the gap was wider this year, actually, than it was last year.
Who was second, and how far were they back?
Okay, so Mississippi State was actually second at 61.5.
Wow, so almost 14 percentage points.
And Ole Miss was third at 61.3.
Wow.
That's a wide gap.
That's a very wide gap. Last year, I think Mississippi College was like around 60. Or 63, maybe. I'd have to go back and look. But yeah. Mississippi College was up. But they had a little bit of a down year across the board. And ours got better. I mean, you think about sports that last year that weren't as good as they were this past year. Volleyball. I mean, complete turnaround in volleyball. Men's basketball got back into the postseason this year. Baseball and softball were about the same. Women's basketball was, which I think they were like, 23-5 the year before, and this year they go 26-2, so not a huge difference, but still right there, you know, good.
That's why it's win percentage. It's not just number of wins. I mean, you have several athletic programs here compared to some of the other schools. Mm-hmm. It really helps that you have two successful soccer teams, unlike some of the other universities in our state. They only have one, and it's women's soccer, and that helps.
That was another one, was men's soccer. Had a much better record this year, which they always have a good record. But it was, you know, I mean, they were a Final Four team this past year. So that made a big difference.
Yeah, I noticed, too, that I'm knocking on wood here. Soccer's less superstitious than baseball. But an undefeated home record last year for William Carey in soccer. I think it was all soccer, not just men's soccer.
Correct.
Noticed a whole lot more home games scheduled by Coach Farrell this year. I don't know if there's a cause to effect there, but nevertheless, that is how it looks right now.
I don't know, but I'm glad. We've got a great soccer facility on our campus. I think it's, from what I understand, probably the best in our conference by far. And so, you know, I think it's a good thing that they have more games at our place, you know, showcase that facility.
Now, speaking from a huge, broad-scale picture, and I know Josh is wanting to get here too, last season it was all about the new app that was being pushed out. It happened about maybe early in the spring area.
Yeah, it was about March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About halfway through the athletics calendar, maybe a little later in there. So that's still kind of new going into this season, especially for the fall and winter sports. But also a big push this year are advertising the sale of season tickets for all different athletic groups. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's a great way to ensure people are going to buy a ticket to begin the season. And that's something that we've done in the past, but we've dropped it for several years now, and we wanted to bring that back and offer the opportunity for our fans to be able to buy a season pass. It saves them some money in the long run. And what we hope that comes out of that is it encourages them to come to more events. knowing that they've already paid for it and they've got it. We want you to come out to the, you know, the soccer field, the basketball court, the baseball, softball fields, volleyball, all those things. We want you to come out there. So definitely want you to go ahead and buy that season pass and save yourself some money in the process.
And then the thing that we've been talking about for weeks, and I've just been like chomping at the bit for this to come out, is to relaunch the Crusader Club, to relaunch that fundraising arm and the way that people that want to support these student athletes, and in particular, and I want to misquote this, NAIA Play the Right Way. Am I saying that right?
I believe so.
Yeah. And so just this being more student athletics, the way people grew up with it throughout their entire lives, I know me personally, I think there's a lot of people that want to be able to invest in that product.
And the Crusader Club's coming. I would say in the next week we'll have that launched and it'll be ready to go. So that's something else to add to it.
That's exciting.
And we'll have content. Talk about next week.
That's right. By next week you'll be able to have content on it for sure. And that's something that we set out we wanted to do starting last year and just couldn't make it happen for the year last year with all the things that we had going on. But it was something that I've worked on this summer and wanted to make sure that we had, by the time the students got back to campus, that we had the Crusader Club back launched. And it'll actually have, you know, there's different tiers that, you know, that you'll be able to donate and receive different things out of it. And I think we made it to where it's actually something that's feasible and will happen. I believe in the old Crusader Club, they had one deal that was like an athletic director's luncheon. And I've been there for 22 years, and I don't think we've ever had an athletic director's luncheon. So it was like that was a tier that we didn't even really have. So now it's more things that people can be involved with on our campus. One of the tiers, it'll get you Hall of Fame dinner tickets, you know, things like that. So, and plenty of apparel options. We're going to do a quarterly newsletter that'll be sent out. So a lot of really neat things that kind of give you an inside access to it.
In a past life, I was one of those people that would love to come up with crazy ideas and then be able to implement those ideas. And I know we've worked together on some fun little projects already. Are there going to be some of that type stuff? Are we going to see marketing continue to go to the next level this year?
Yes, we actually, and I'm glad you asked that because I'm pretty excited about this next one. We're about to film the first, we're actually going to film it tomorrow, the first episode of Behind the Shield.
Ooh!
So it'll, nice. It'll be a new YouTube. It'll be on YouTube, and it'll be linked to our app. It'll be a new series that kind of gives you an insider look at William Carey Athletics, interviews with coaches, players, administrators, things like that. So we're filming the first segment of that tomorrow. Really excited about that.
Man, I'm excited too. By the way, if y'all are thinking about what the deals are on season tickets, you can find it on Carey Athletics on Twitter/X. It's been on the Facebook page. But no, it does not take much for you to make back your money.
No.
On games at all. I mean, no. I can't remember off the top of my head what a standard admission is for basketball. If it was,
It'll be $10 a head this year.
So $10 a head. Mm-hmm. So for basketball, season tickets are only $70. If you make it to seven games, you've made back your money.
That's right.
And golly, you have plenty of opportunities outside of just seven games to make it out there. So you could easily make your money back there. Same with baseball with season tickets at $100. That's the highest one of all, but also has the most games available to you, if memory serves right.
Correct.
So you have lots of opportunities if you're a Crusader fan or are an aspiring William Carey Crusader fan to be a part of it, whether it's individual tickets or season tickets. Those are available to you, and the link is provided on the website.
And why wouldn't you want to be? Why wouldn't you want to be a Crusader fan right now? It's the top athletic department in the state. And everybody says, well, what would happen, you know, if your basketball team played Ole Miss or one of those teams? I'm like, well, we don't have to. Ole Miss has to compete against the SEC. William Carey has to compete against the SSAC. And I'm unashamed to say that our department does a better job competing against the competition than we have than anybody else in our state. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Okay. It's like if ifs and buts were candy and nuts.
Right.
We'd all have a Merry Christmas. But yeah, this is great athletic competition that we have to watch.
Again, and what – and I've said this, and there's you don't have to sugarcoat it. Dollar for dollar, how much is that dollar? How much is that $100 being valued at William Carey? How much more is it meant to William Carey Athletics? How much more properly appropriated, if you will, is that dollar being I think it's a no-brainer. Right. An investment in William Carey Athletics is something that you can take a lot of pride in, that you'll get that you will be valued as a fan, as an alum, as a student. And I look forward to working with you, Ben, and you, Caleb, and Michael, and everybody as we tell these stories and get this hype machine going, because winning's fun. And that's what's been going on, and the word's getting out there, and everybody's finding out with different partnerships, like through the NFHS Network and through the Mississippi High School Activities Association and so forth. People are finding out who William Carey is.
That's right. And they find out quickly it's just William Carey, not William and Carey.
Right.
That's lesson number one at training camp for everybody. It's a person, missionary, William Carey, one guy. Not two people. Ben, thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate it. Before we run out of time, I want to thank both of you guys for everything you do to promote our athletic department, our university. You guys work a lot of hours, and it's much appreciated.
It is a pleasure. Glad to do it, and happy to be talking to some of these Crusader athletes in the coming episodes, as well as the coaches as we get ready for volleyball, soccer, and a whole lot more coming up this season. Ben, thanks so much. We have one final segment coming up for you, the listener. Stay tuned. This is Crusader Talk.
You're listening to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
All right, final segment of Crusader Talk. We're talking everything William Carey Athletics. Place where the only inflation we'd like to talk about is that of volleyballs, soccer balls, basketballs, and anything else that we have. Not the economy. We don't touch the economy.
No.
Not that kind of show. Catch Richard in the morning. Gerard in the midday. But anyway, and by the way, shout out to Mitchell Williams and his show. He always plugs us, coming right after him on this very station in Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3. Does a great job catching up with different area coaches and breaking it down from such a great angle that he provides. Really appreciate him and all that he does. And it's always a tough act to follow.
He's a man of faith, which is what I respect him so much for. And I think for him, he had to make the connection for me. It was so, you can't see the forest for the trees. He loves, he's very rarely going to say just Joshua or just Caleb. It's Joshua and Caleb bringing the good word.
That's right.
So he's
taking you to the promised land.
Yep, he's pairing us together in that. And again, it's just a little tip of the cap to his faith. And but he lives it. He's the real deal. One of the most genuinely great people you'll ever meet. And so I love it. And that's why he's been around. I mean, for me, I grew up watching Mitch on WDAM, Channel 7, as sports director. So, and Michael, how many different hats did Mitch wear at WDAM?
All of them at some point.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
See, that's local TV.
He was so talented.
Yeah, you had to. Yeah. Going out, this just blows my mind. Friday nights going out to pretty much every big high school game, filming it, getting back, cutting it all together, and then getting on at, you know, 10:20, and then going for another 20 minutes just covering all this. It's like, wow, how do you do that?
True story. That's what was when I realized, you know, you have to edit all that. And I said, okay, I'm going into play-by-play and radio.
There you go.
Because you get there an hour, 2 hours early, you call the game, you wrap the broadcast, you tie a bow on it, and you go home.
Yeah.
What they do, that's incredibly difficult.
And they're using videotape.
Yeah.
Editing videotape.
Yeah,
and I was complaining editing. Doing audio with reel-to-reel tape and a razor blade and tape and cutting it together. Luckily, first job, everything was digital. I learned how to do that. Never actually had to do it in radio. But, yeah, thinking having to do that all with videotape and, yeah.
It's a bygone
that's
era.
That's talent. Yeah, it is.
But, hey, the last podcast, we talked about VHS tapes. Yeah. And said that I just had my hands on one. I digitized my parents' wedding video and given it back to them.
Okay, let's talk about this. So, how close are we to basically uploading the raw footage to AI and it cutting the highlight reel?
I think we're there.
Are we already there?
I think there are already some tools.
Yeah, I've seen some stuff.
But it's not quite the finished product yet, if you will.
Yeah,
it's pretty much
not.
Writing post-game stories, though, off box scores.
Yeah,
sure. And for a while, you had things like Game Changer that could do a little bit of that. They would just provide like a 2-3 sentence recap of what the game was. There was a comfort behind victory and stuff like that. I pitched to a six inning, with four runs, whatever the Pirates went, I had that down for a little bit. But there is a little bit of that edge of AI is, I think, more so assisting us with some of these different pieces. Some of the grunt work is more simplified now than it used to be.
If we weren't lazy before.
That's right.
We're so close to Wally being on that ship, just all lazy and eating Cheetos.
Yeah, we've watched that movie a couple times in my house too, and I've thought that in the back of my head. It's like we're getting closer.
Yep. Thank you, AI.
Oh goodness.
iRobot was set in 2035, by the way. Just want to throw that
out. We're just getting closer every day. Oh, but we have passed where Back to the Future went, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that was in the future. It was this year, 2025, I think.
I'm trying to remember. Goes around every year, they change the year to make you think that's what it was.
Yeah, the sequels, not so much into, but first one, yeah.
Mm.
All right.
5585.
So, just kind of out loud here, I closed out the broadcast last week with just a quick question of what sport do you think we get the most out of having a video board if it were added at William Carey? None of the venues have it. But which one would benefit the most? I asked Ben yesterday at church, and he said, well, selfishly, I think baseball. And I tend to agree with him because I think from throwing the picture up there, having stats and all to go with it, I feel like that will be very supplemental. But don't you think there's an argument to be made about the environment of basketball and how much the video board does in crowd control and raising the noise level.
Yeah, that's defense been such, and the stripping. And
that's
so
been
forth.
Such a big part of
the
it.
Ribbon stripping.
Before we had our LED screens, with professional basketball, those screens have been around since the 80s. The technology has changed. So I think it has more of a, it's a part of it more in that regard.
So for basketball, it's more about the environment. For baseball, it's more of the, I guess, personhood or, connecting in with what the players are, who they are, what their stats are, because even before the screens, you had the marquee.
Yeah.
So that's when batting averages and all were put on there. But I don't know. Soccer could benefit from one. Volleyball too.
You just have to make it a personal challenge to Ben Smith, and then he'll go and do a bundle deal and all at once. Everybody all at once.
That's it. Just get screen after screen after screen.
Put them everywhere.
That's it. We can dream. But first, we got to get the in-person Crusader mascot. Then we can talk about screens.
I can't believe we didn't ask him about the in-person Crusader
mascot.
How
do we miss that one? So much good to talk about. That's why. Well, our thanks to Coach Lauren Lanford, Katori Blackman, and Ben Smith for joining us. If you missed that, catch us in podcast form. Wherever you get them, just search for Crusader Talk. For everyone who's been a part of the show today, thanks for Michael Mergens stepping in on the board. For my co-host Josh West, I'm Caleb Hamill. Until next time, good night, God bless, and go Saders.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.